everybody. Welcome to another edition of Hot 97.3's Some Good News with Kara for our listening area, completely copied from John Krasinski, who has encouraged us all to do so. Okay, today I have with me Jeremy Henman, as the kids would know him at West Burlington Schools, Mr. Henman, music teacher for West Burlington Elementary School. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today, Kara.
Oh, thank you so much for being a part of this. Now, you are bringing joy and cheer during this unimaginable, stressful time by making video sing-alongs for the kids. This was originally for the kids that were in your music classes at school?
Yes, it was originally designed for specifically for my students, for the music students at West Burlington Elementary. It's kind of spread out from there, though.
Yeah, it kind of grew, a seed of kindness, and then it's just really grown now into a lot of people being able to experience this. Now, what sparked your idea to create these videos?
Well, you know, originally my inspiration for this was I've seen a lot of these videos before. I had some friends back in my undergrad at college who made similar videos, and it really wasn't something that I had ever tried to do before. And so here I am sitting at home during this whole situation and I've got nothing to do. And so I say, you know what? I haven't tried one of these videos. Let's try making one and just see what happens. The first one I made was actually a cover song of a song by the David Crowder Band. And I got a lot of good feedback from family members about it. And so I thought, you know, why don't I expand this and use this as a way of spreading a little bit of joy to my students during this time? So I ended up branching out, making a lot of children's songs with this format of video.
And you use Zoom, right?
I'm actually using an iPhone app, an iOS app called Acapella. It's wonderful, really simple to use, because what I can do with this app is I just take one video, and then once I've gotten a good take, I save that. I can record another video, and while I'm recording that second video, it plays back the first video, and so I can sync it up really easily. It's no hassle at all, so it's been a wonderful tool for me to use.
Okay, because, yeah, I was going to ask you how long it takes you to complete one of these songs, because it looks so difficult, because in each square, you know, you're doing a different harmony. And in some of them, you're reacting to the other U's in the other squares, sometimes in a different character. I saw one where you were like different characters in the top row.
Yeah, it does take quite a bit of time. There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes before I record. Number one, I have to learn the song. So, and most of these songs I do know beforehand. But, you know, it's a matter of memorizing the words of the melody. And then after that, I've got to create my own arrangement. I'll jot down the harmonic structure. I'll write down the chord changes. I'll map out each individual part. I'll notate out each part, and then I go through the recording process. All in all, for one song, it can take anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, depending on how difficult.
Wow, that's still not as much as I would have thought. I would have thought like 2 weeks.
Well, so it takes 2 to 4 hours for me to make one. You know, I've also gone through an education for music, and that
right.
expedites that process quite a bit.
Now, in some of them, you have a special guest appearance occasionally by someone named Chet.
Yeah, so that's my, he's now a 10-month-old golden retriever. Got him last summer, and sometimes he's content to just kind of lay down by my side and he's out of sight. But other times, it's like he's sick of me recording for 3 to 4 hours, and so he's all up in my grill, all up in my face, and he wants to be a part of it, too.
He wants to be part of your video and be a music star.
He does.
Okay, we're going to keep Jeremy on the line and talk to him again next break about all of the wonderful things he's doing for the kids in our community coming up after the next song here. Okay, everybody, Kara here with Hot 97.3's Some Good News edition here. We've got Jeremy Henman, music teacher from West Burlington Elementary School, on the line, and he's been doing amazing sing-along videos for kids and spreading some cheer. Now, Jeremy, how long have you been teaching at West Burlington?
This is actually only my second year of teaching at West Burlington. In fact, it's actually my second year teaching, period. I'm pretty new into the world of teaching, but I have really enjoyed my time at West Burlington. It has been a wonderful school district to work for, great supportive co-workers, a wonderful administration, and the kids, of course, are a joy to teach, an absolute pleasure.
And you're teaching, it's elementary, so is it K through 5, K through 5th grade?
Yes, K through 5.
Now, West Burlington, they had a school parade not too long ago, a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And that was driving through town. How did that go?
It was, first of all, for me, it was an amazing experience just because, it had only been 2 weeks since the schools had closed because of the virus. But just in those 2 weeks, you start to miss those kids so much. Yeah. Teaching them online just isn't the same as getting to teach them face-to-face. So getting to drive through town and seeing so many of them, not just out and about or, out to see us, but they're smiling. They're excited as well. There's a lot of give and take with that energy. So it was a great experience for me.
And I'm sure the kids just loved it to get to see all you guys. Now, did you have Chet with you?
Oh, yes. He was in the back seat, and he was a very good boy. a few months ago, if he's in the back of the car and he sees another person or like especially another dog, he starts barking at them. He did not bark once the entire parade. He was just very content to sit in the back and give his smile to all the kids out there.
Oh, now, I can imagine, for us adults going through this COVID-19 pandemic, it's extremely frightening. I can't imagine from a kid's point of view, from a child's point of view. That's why it's so important for things like this, for things you're doing like this, to help bring a smile and some escape from what's going on for these kids.
That's kind of been my whole goal with the videos is music has always been an outlet for me to express how I'm feeling or express my emotions. In many cases, it is that escape from reality. Even if it's only temporary, it's something that I find is worth experiencing. And so these videos, they're a way for me to spread joy, spread some cheer, get a kid to smile or laugh once a day. That's so important because a lot of them don't even realize what's really going on. Parents are just telling them, sorry, you can't see your friends. Sorry, you can't really go outside. You need to stay inside, stay here. You can't go to school. There's a lot of things that, especially the younger kids at the school, they just don't understand. And so this is my way of reaching out and bringing them a little bit of comfort.
By doing this, you're an example for others to spread joy in any way that they can.
Yes, and that's been my message. If you see a lot of my posts on Facebook, I'm encouraging other teachers and other parents to find a way to spread joy in their own way. It doesn't have to be through music. I've spoken to this with other teachers in the school district. You see kids are using the fine arts and physical education as their outlets for finding that joy. Walking around town, I see a lot of sidewalk chalk art on the sidewalks. I'm seeing videos of students and parents who are singing to their kids. And so it's encouraging to see other people kind of taking up that spreading the joy message and doing it in their own way.
Right. Something through the hardships that we're going through. I mean, you just see the beauty in how people rise up and help each other out during this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, everybody, we're going to be back with Jeremy on the line here after another song, and we'll be talking to him some more, and you can find out how you can check out his sing-along videos online if you have kids at home or if you're like me and a kid at heart. So stay tuned. Okay, everybody, we are back with Jeremy Henman, part of Kara's Hot 97.3, some good news edition for this week. He is an elementary school teacher at West Burlington and spreading kindness and cheer with his sing-along videos he's been doing for the kids. Now, how often are your sing-alongs posted, and where can parents find these for their kids?
Right. So I make 2 sing-along videos a week, and I typically will record them on Monday and Wednesday, but I don't really release them publicly until Tuesday or Thursday. So Tuesday and Thursday is typically when I release them out to the public.
You can find them either on my Facebook page. You can just search Jeremy Hedman. My videos are made public, so you can see them on my Facebook page. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is also just my name, Jeremy Hedman. Find my YouTube channel, and all the sing-along videos that I've made so far will be up there. So far, I think I've made 7 that are up on Facebook and YouTube, but I'll have an 8th one posted tomorrow. I actually just finished recording it earlier this morning, so it'll be up tomorrow.
Okay, so everybody can check that out. And I think even when things go back to normal eventually, people are in school, I think you've found a calling. I think you should be continuing to do this as well as teaching school in person.
It has been a lot of fun. You know, the first one I made, I really enjoyed it. It just kind of took off from there. And every single one that I've made, I just had a blast putting it together. I have a lot of fun getting into the different characters that I make for these songs.
Uh-huh.
Part of that comes from my theater experience. I did a lot of theater back in high school, and so getting to kind of get into character has been a lot of fun.
Jeremy, thank you so much for everything you're doing for the kids and the adults alike. I don't have kids, but I thoroughly enjoyed that video. My little dog, Charlie, loved it too, so... I've checked out some of your videos, and you're bringing smile to everybody, no matter what their age. So thank you so much, Jeremy, for everything that you're doing to help out during this time.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and for being able to spread my message to other listeners out there.
So Jeremy Hedman, you can check out his Facebook page because his videos are public, or his YouTube channel. Got another one that's going to be posted tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Jeremy, so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day and week.
Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody, that's Jeremy Hedman, elementary school teacher at West Burlington Elementary School, spreading cheer, spreading joy through this time through his video sing-alongs he's doing for the kids at a school, and now for kids all over the nation, and I'm sure all over the globe. Okay, that's Kara's Some Good News, Hot 97.3 edition. Ripped off completely from John Krasinski's Some Good News, but hey, he encouraged it. So if you know someone spreading kindness, making a difference in our community listening area, message me on Facebook on the Hot 97.3 Facebook page, and I will be showcasing some good news from our listening area. Thank you, Jeremy. And now we're going to get back to the music.